Merci.
Thank you very much. So for us, we're talking about the northern basin specifically. We're talking about subterranean resources, water resources. Over the past years, we have expanded our knowledge of these resources a great deal. Since 2018, we've been focusing on climate change adaptation, that cluster of issues. Initially, we worked over the past few years with the UNECE. Together, we've deepened our knowledge through socioeconomic analysis, including transborder analysis in the Sahara and Sahel region. We've identified that climate change must now be considered not just from a water viewpoint, but also integrating socioeconomic factors, looking at the cost of subsidies, for example. There needs to be management of water demand, and there needs to be a new policy for allocating resources. At the OSS, we've also looked at irrigation shortcomings and deficiencies. Over the past years, we've seen a net increase in the degradation of soil quality, partly due to inefficient irrigation, but there's also been a major impact related to climate change. There's been a clear need to change the type of crop cultures. These diagnoses have also indicated that there are dangers for oases related to agricultural development. There's also the factor of renewable energy, which must be considered. This could be a major resource for adaptation to climate change, which could allow us to effectively resist the degradation of soils and other resources. We've capitalized on the strategies developed by agricultures also, because we've seen development of national and transboundary strategies, but also at the very local level by agricultures as regards this basin. It's not just a question of temperature. It's not just an issue of rain. Also, we've seen a net increase in the sandstorms. So the strategies that are developed take into account the NDCs in the vision of the new government and also engagement from all stakeholders.
On next up.
These reports are undertaken in close cooperation with the ministries of water, agriculture, energy, the environment in each of the countries involved. So we have seen a broadened range of stakeholders involved. Since we already have in place a system for communication being developed, this is now being broadened from water ministries to agriculture, the environment, and also to ministries of the interior in each country, so that the local authorities can make a contribution in terms of basin management. The risk reduction strategy now. Here we have designed various risk reduction strategies. These have yet to be put into practice, but are being worked upon and have been pinpointed. As I said a moment ago, we're looking at agricultural adaptation, irrigation using demineralized water, which is perfect for protecting the local soil and populations, and also mainstreaming solar energy. These efforts fall within the national development strategies that are currently being drafted. So in short, we have moved on from purely water-based issues to an approach whereby we bring in other stakeholders through integrated water resource management inter alia, with a particular focus on solar energy through the Nexus project, and I think what we're seeing now is convergence on the topic, which is that of today's workshop. In other words, ecosystems and adaptation, with a focus particularly on the protection of oases. Thank you very much.